I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The British tabloid News of the World would have loved this story. It's got eavesdropping and bribery, collusion and corruption. But News of the World is no longer publishing. That's because it was the subject of the story and one of its first victims. The scandal over phone hacking in Rupert Murdoch's newspaper empire has racked up more casualties since we last spoke. Murdoch executive Rebecca Brooks took the fall yesterday. And today, as the BBC's Paddy O'Connell explains, the net is getting wider.
Well, I think of it now in terms of concentric circles. You know that trick you're taught at school to look for the common denominator. You join one circle, the press. You join another circle, the police. You join another circle, the politicians. And for me, I'd have to say there are two names that come forward today. The top police officer, the top cop in the UK, he's resigned. And the assistant commissioner of police in London, the Assistant Metropolitan Police Commissioner John Yates, he's also resigned, and he happened to have a hat on which was counter-terrorism chief for the UK. So, I mean, it's as bad as it gets for policing, and it's as bad as it gets for journalism, and it's not looking great for the politicians who are trying to make heat out of it, as you would expect.
We'll get to the policing part of the story in a couple of minutes, but let's talk about the political part. Prime Minister David Cameron is on an official visit in Africa. He knows how hot this drama is. It's a drama that seemingly has eaten up everything in its path, and now it's suffocating the Conservative Party. What is the political damage so far to Prime Minister Cameron, and how much more damaging could it get?
Well, it is getting more damaging. I don't think anyone says it's bad enough that he's going to face calls to resign, but it is nonetheless escalating. And here's the reason why. In the UK, we are seeing a reckoning for a sort of hand-in-glove relationship between certain journalists and media barons and the political class and the police. The second thing is that he employed a former executive of Rupert Murdoch, the man who edited the News of the World, Andy Coulson. He employed him as a PR advisor.
Prime Minister Cameron employed
him.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, the Prime Minister employed him. So he's got to answer questions why he did that. He answers, he's left the government now, and no one knew the state of the play when I hired him. But I must say the stage is set, Marco, for the big development tomorrow, which is when the two of the Murdochs, James and Rupert, his father, and Rebecca Brooks, who's already resigned her position, go before a committee of MPs.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because in addition to tomorrow's hearing, Rebecca Brooks was actually arrested by the police this weekend. Has that taken the wind out of tomorrow's sails?
Strictly speaking, a judicial process has begun, and if you're then asked to talk about the same matters, you can get yourself into trouble, and this is well known by lawyers, not because of guilt, but because of process. So they've all agreed they're going to ask as much as they can questions that don't get them into trouble. But I think it's big picture time for us, Marco. This is Rupert Murdoch, who has done more, really, than any one individual to change the media landscape in our country. He's going to face MPs, many of whom have political reasons to despise him, and many of whom in the past have supported him at a time when it's now unpopular to do so. So that is a politically explosive combination.
I think you could argue that Murdoch has changed the face of media all over the world. Should American newspaper readers assume that this scandal will eventually wash up on these shores?
The key point will be for fair-minded listeners to the world. Did these grubby British tactics ever cross the Atlantic? Yes or no? That seems to me the point for listeners to your programme. You probably know we've had a tabloid press that has been digging around in people's dustbins. That's true. Latterly, they did it electronically. So that's a British cancer, and you knew about that. Your fear, your question is, did we contaminate you? And that's perhaps where you've got fair-minded people should begin with this. If not, then maybe you just say, those crazy guys in the UK, look what they get up to, telling us all the while how posh they are.
The BBC's Paddy O'Connell in London. Always good to speak with you, Paddy. Thanks.
Thanks, Marco.